You are Locked On Kings, your daily podcast on the Sacramento Kings.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Well, I tell you what, after that NFL opening night snooze fest between the Green Bay Packers and Chicago Bears last night, it's no wonder that fans are already twiddling their thumbs begging the NBA to return. Welcome into the Locked On Kings podcast, everybody. This is your hub for Sacramento Kings coverage all regular season, all off season, all the buildup to the tip-off of the 2019-2020 season, where we are hoping the Sacramento Kings will end their 13-plus year playoff drought. It's all right here for you on the Locked On Kings podcast. You're looking for in-depth analysis, game-by-game breakdowns, highlights, interviews with local and national experts, full coverage of the Kings. This is the place for you. My name is Matt George. I have the privilege of being your host here. I'm from Sports 1140 KHDK. That's the flagship radio station of the Kings in Sacramento. I work there as an on-air host and a multimedia journalist and reporter. And I was bored out of my mind last night with the NFL opening night, although, you know, it's good to have football back to get us through this September month. Training camp set to begin at the end of this month. NBA 2K20 is out, so the worst is definitely behind us. We do have FIBA World Cup action going on right now, featuring a number of different Kings, which of course I will give you the rundown of that. Vlade Divac is officially a Hall of Famer as he was inducted yesterday, also made an appearance on The Jump and had some good things to say about his career and then a few things to say about this Sacramento Kings team today. So I'll share some of that with you. And then finally, Buddy Hield, you know how where he comes from, his hometown in the Bahamas and how they were affected by the most recent hurricane. He has been appearing all over the place, including doing a press conference in Sacramento to try and raise money to help fund relief for those victims of the hurricane damage there in the Bahamas. So I'll share that a little bit with you here at the end of the podcast. A lot to get to. Let's start with this FIBA World Cup stuff. And I realized, actually, a couple of people reached out to me almost immediately following the recording of Tuesday's podcast. And I appreciate all of you for holding me accountable there. I was running through what all the Sacramento Kings were doing in the FIBA World Cup, and I failed to mention that Corey Joseph is competing in the FIBA World Cup. Joseph, of course, is the new backup point guard that the Kings signed this summer. He is playing in the starting point guard for Canada. I did not realize that or must have missed that, so I apologize. And perfect time for me to mention him because he's coming off of his best game of the tournament. Recently, Canada defeated Senegal 82-60, and Corey Joseph led the team in scoring in that game with 24 points, also finished with 2 steals and 3 assists, which is good to see. The steals category is one area we're really going to be focusing on with Corey Joseph all next season, as he is known for his tenacious on-ball defense. But of course, the biggest weakness that we've discussed with Corey Joseph has been his outside shooting, his 3-point shooting. And it's not that he can't hit the outside shot, he's just not very consistent at it, which is tough. It's tough to be a solid, consistent point guard in the NBA today if you don't have that outside shot. We know that's something that he's been working on, not just this summer, but for a number of years. And good news, his jumper looked great in this game. He went 3 of 5 from 3-point range. So good to see Corey Joseph getting loose and looking confident from 3-point range and showing his scoring ability that he does bring. Of course, no Kings fan should expect him to score upwards of 20 points. He can do it sometimes, but he's more on this Kings team to provide, to be a floor general, to run the offense, and to play tenacious on-ball defense when De'Aaron Fox is off the floor with that second unit. Team USA, they take on Greece on Saturday as they have advanced to the round of 16, which are the elimination rounds. They're now out of the group stages. But they played Japan yesterday, and it was an absolute bombardment. 98-45 the win, so USA moves on after their beatdown of Japan. Harrison Barnes in that game did well to fill up the stat sheet, which is good to see from him. Had only 14 points, but that's okay. He grabbed 8 rebounds, also had 2 steals in that win. So good to see Harrison Barnes being very, very active. And although, of course, I'm American, I'm from the USA, and I'm rooting for the USA to win and go as far as they can, Serbia has been my favorite team to watch, and I've actually legitimately watched Serbia's games when I can. Not just because there's two Kings, Bogdan Bogdanovic and Nemanja Bjelica on this team, but they're just a fun team to watch. And once again, Serbia is dominant. They have yet to lose. They played their first game in the round of 16 today against Puerto Rico. I will get there in a second. But their final game of the group stage was against Italy a couple of days ago. And Bogdan Bogdanovic went off, people. 31 points, 6 of 11 from three-point range, 5 steals, and 5 assists. I freaking love this Bogdan Bogdanovic. He is playing with incredible confidence. He's running off the ball and getting good looks off the ball. He's creating his own shot, shooting with incredible range from three-point, is using that to his advantage to also get to the rim to set up his teammates. And on the defensive end of the floor, he's being tenacious, he's being active, and poking balls away. This is what you want to see from Bogdan Bogdanovic in these kind of tournaments. You are an NBA player. You are expected to be better than almost everybody else on the floor, except for maybe a teammate or two of yours. But Bogey looks like the best player on the floor every single game that he has been playing in this FIBA World Cup. And that's what you need to see from stars. A very loose comparison. But remember when De'Aaron Fox took the floor for the one California Classic game against the Lakers two summers ago? Really last summer, not this summer that just passed, but the summer before. He looked like the best. He played one game. He absolutely dominated, and from that point on, the Kings were like, yeah, we don't need you to play in any more summer league games. You're clearly the best guy on the floor. You clearly look like an NBA player compared to these NBA fringe guys. There's no reason for you to play. That's how Bogey looks in this FIBA World Cup so far, and that means amazing stuff for the Kings. If he can stay healthy, keep this confidence level heading into training camp preseason and the start of the season, the Kings could have a legitimate sixth man of the year candidate, and I'm not just blowing that out of proportion. Now, I'm not saying that he's a front runner by any means. That's still Lou Williams, depending upon what the Clippers decide to do with him. And there are a good amount of six men out there in the NBA. But Bogey plays with this kind of confidence. He certainly can be in the conversation. There was a side note that I wanted to enter into this conversation really quick with Bogey. And this is a conversation that will probably continue next week. But everybody knows. It's very out there, and it's been out there for quite some time. The Kings are working on an extension for Buddy Hield, which is fantastic, and I'm sure they're not going to be afraid to throw as much money at him as it takes to keep him here. They have the restricted rights to him if they want to try and match offers and see what his value is on the open market, so we'll just have to wait and see. I personally don't think it gets that far. I think the Kings will get a deal done with Buddy Hield before the end of this next season, but Bogey's contract is also coming up as well, and with the amount of money that the Kings are planning on throwing at Buddy Hield, where does that leave Bogey? I've told you a number of times here on this podcast that the Kings view Bogey as a long-term piece of their core. That doesn't necessarily mean he's in the starting lineup, although he can be with the starting lineup at times, depending upon injuries or matchups or things like that. But they view him as that six-man type player that will be a core piece that will help this team hopefully win championships one day. They've viewed him as that for quite some time, and they're going to want to retain him by whatever means necessary. However, if we know anything about this Kings front office, is that they like to get team-friendly deals. And quite frankly, based off of the year that Bogey's been coming off of, he's not worth a boatload of money right now. Tim Maxwell from Sacktown Royalty put out a poll asking how much per year you would pay Bogey. He put $12 million, $14 million, $16 million, and $18 million. And of course, Bogey wants that $18. I put $14 personally. That was my answer as of right now, although I think it could go up to the $16 million range depending upon the season that he has. But it might honestly come down. It truly might come down to Bogey voluntarily taking less money so that he can stay with Sacramento or taking more money to play elsewhere. And, you know, that's his prerogative and that's his choice, and all the Kings can do is make this situation as clear to him as possible that, look, we need to keep money on the books to be able to bring Fox back and bring Marvin Bagley back eventually. And we want you around, but we can't pay you as much as maybe the Chicago Bulls or insert team here is going to pay you. But we love you here. Your teammates love you here. We want you to be part of something special. Will you stay and take less money? What the Golden State Warriors did with like Andre Iguodala and things like that. So it may come down to that. We'll just have to wait and see. Finally, today, the Serbians won again, 90-47 over Puerto Rico, which Isaiah Pinero, you've heard me talk about him before, training camp invitee and local kid for Sacramento Kings, He played today and only scored 6 points in that game, but Serbia looked dominant once again. Bogey did not have the best of games, but Nemanja Bjelica led his team in scoring with 18 points, 4 of 6 from 3-point range in that win today. So that is your FIBA World Cup wrap-up, and the play of Bogey and the play of Nemanja Bjelica has been making Kings general manager Vlade Divac, who of course is Serbian himself, very, very happy. He said so as much in an interview with The Jump after being inducted into the NBA Hall of Fame. We'll discuss that here in just a second. So congratulations to Vlade Divac. I don't think I ever expected to see him in the NBA Hall of Fame before Chris Webber, but alas, here we are. Hopefully it's only a matter of time before C-Web ends up in the NBA Hall, and or in the Basketball Hall of Fame is what it's called. I apologize. But it makes sense why Vlade is there, not just for the solid career that he had, but what he has done for the globalization of the game now that he's an executive. It just makes a lot of sense for Vlade to be there, and it was very cool to see that Sacramento Kings representation in the Hall of Fame. And Vlade appeared on NBA's and ESPN's The Jump and did an interview with them a few hours after being inducted into the Hall of Fame. And I couldn't find clear enough audio to play here on the podcast. I apologize for that. So I thought I would personally run through and tell you some of the questions and some of the answers, some of the things that Vlade had to say. And it started with him being asked what it meant to him to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. And he said, "It means a lot to me and my family. I'm so happy and humbled to be in the Hall of Fame." Of course, one of the things Vlade is most known for is the fact that the Los Angeles Lakers traded him to the Charlotte Hornets so that they could get Kobe Bryant in the draft, or the draft rights to Kobe Bryant, and that worked out very well for the Lakers. And Vlade said that it worked out well for him. He said, quote, "I'm happy that worked out for all of us. Kobe had a great career. The Lakers got their championships, and I got the career the way, or I got my career, excuse me, the way that I like." He also said and was asked about his time with the Sacramento Kings, and he said those 6 years happened to be the best in my career. And then he was asked about his Kings teammate Chris Webber making it to the Hall of Fame, and he said, "I have no doubt he is going to one day be in the Hall of Fame." There's been a picture circulating on Kings Twitter and Instagram, and it's the shirtless picture of one of the old Sacramento Kings starting five. This was before Mike Bibby. This was Jason Williams, Peja Stojakovic, Doug Christie, Chris Webber, and Vlade Divac, and they're posed shirtless. It's a weird, random picture. I don't know why this picture exists, but it does, and it got out there. And, of course, Vlade was asked about it, and he was a good sport about it. He said that was a Peja Stojakovic or Jason Williams idea. I don't know how it went public, but... And then he just trailed off from there. But it's just such a weird picture. But such a total Kings picture for the late 90s, early 2000s, before Mike Bibby came in. So definitely a little bit cringe. I mean, definitely not as cool as their Greatest Show on Court picture. Although I think the Greatest Show on Court cover would have been all the more interesting if all those guys were shirtless. I told you that he was also asked about the Sacramento Kings, and he was asked specifically about De'Aaron Fox, and it was a fill-in-the-blank question. It was like, what De'Aaron Fox should be blank, and Vlade said that De'Aaron Fox should be an all-star. He said he is a perfect fit for today's game, so of course we should expect the Kings and Vlade to be given all of the keys to De'Aaron, as this is his team going forward. And then I mentioned his support of the Serbian national team, how much he's paying attention to what Bogdanović and Bjelica are doing, and he's Serbian himself, so he has a rooting interest in that team. And he said this, and I thought it was interesting. He said, "I just received a message from Belly and Bogey, and I sent them back a message that I expect gold medals in Sacramento." Now, that's an abbreviated quote, not an exact quote. Essentially, what he was saying was that Bogey and Belly texted him, congratulating him for being selected into the Hall of Fame, which, quick side note, when NBA announced that he was going to be in the Hall of Fame, they released about a 4 or 5 minute highlight package of Vlade over his entire career as a Laker, a Hornet, and a Sacramento King. And of course, all the Kings players got loose and had fun with that. Harry Giles, Buddy Hield, Bogey, they all had fun with that on Twitter, which you should definitely check out. But Bogey and Belly reached out to him to congratulate him, and he responded to them saying, the best present you can give me is some gold medals for Serbia when you come back, and or the World Cup in Serbia when you come back for training camp to Sacramento. So I thought that was a cool little nugget, a peek behind the curtain at the relationships that Vlade does have with Bogey and Belly, and really all of his players. And we've known that with Vlade, right? Vlade in his time with Sacramento, he was the glue guy. He was the guy that kept the locker room together, was that locker room leader and even that on-floor leader at times. You'll see all those classic videos and pictures of the team huddling up, and Vlade has his arms around everybody and is in the ear of everybody. That's just the kind of player and the kind of leader that Vlade Divac was, and that's why the Kings were so interested in hiring him as a front office executive and now, of course, their general manager, and that's why he's preached so much about having a solid locker room and a good group of guys in the locker room going forward. And one of the great guys in this Kings locker room is Buddy Hield, who is, of course, from the Bahamas. And Buddy spent a number of days in the Bahamas this offseason doing basketball camps for kids down there and just being a part of the community and helping out in what ways he can. And that help has now spread to some disaster relief, as of course we know the hurricane that is happening right now. It hit the Bahamas, and unfortunately I think 30 people lost their lives, and communities and homes were absolutely destroyed. That hurricane is still moving up the east coast of the United States right now, so it hits close to home a little bit because of that, but it really hits close to home because Buddy Hield is part of this Sacramento community. We consider him family as part of this Sacramento community. And his home is going through a significant tragedy right now. So Buddy has been very vocal about ways that we can help and support. And he has this Buddy Hield Foundation, and he's already pledged $100,000 himself to help the disaster relief and help the Bahamas rebuild and keep everybody safe and get them the resources that they need down there to recover. The Kings themselves have come out in support of Buddy Hield. Also, I'll share more of that with you, plus how you can get involved here in just a second. Tragedies are always tough and cause a lot of pain, but a lot of times they cause some of the best parts of humanity when groups of people come together and put themselves aside to try and help those in need. And Buddy Hield is trying to lead that charge with his home, the Bahamas, very, very much in need of some aid right now after the hurricane. Like I mentioned, Buddy has already pledged $100,000 of his own money to help and keep the Bahamas, or get the Bahamas rebuilt and get them the resources that they need. And the Sacramento Kings themselves have also stepped up as they released this official press release yesterday. They said that the Sacramento Kings Foundation, the Buddy Hield Foundation, Vivek Ranadive's Foundation, and the Jacobs family are to donate $105,000 to UNICEF USA, benefiting Hurricane Dorian relief efforts in the Bahamas. Buddy Hield held a very small press conference in front of a select few media members at the Golden One Center, explaining what was happening and how you can get involved and how Kings fans can get involved. He also did an interview last night on Sports Center late at night, and it was live from the Golden One Center, him just discussing how people can help and get involved. As soon as I heard the story and heard what he was talking about, they released a GoFundMe. They have a goal of raising $1 million to help the Bahamas. As soon as I heard about that, I, of course, my family pledged a little bit of money, as much as we could, to help. I know a lot of Kings fans have already pledged a good amount of money. And if you want to, you can easily find that on Kings Twitter. There on Sports 1140 KHDK's website, there is a link to where you can donate. Google the Buddy Hield Foundation. There are just so many ways to donate if you are interested in helping out. Buddy Hield said this. He said, quote, "My heart aches for those impacted by Hurricane Dorian, especially those in my home country of the Bahamas. My goal is to raise funding to aid in the relief efforts for the communities that have been hit by this devastating hurricane and to help the people of the Bahamas rebuild. Vivek Ranadive said, "We applaud and support Buddy's efforts to aid those in immediate need throughout the Bahamas. He says, our hearts and prayers go out to everyone impacted by this catastrophic hurricane, and we are committed to helping lift up all of those who have been affected." Also, UNICEF, USA President and CEO Carol M. Stern said, "We are incredibly grateful for the generous aid provided by the Sacramento Kings Foundation, Buddy Hield Foundation, Ranadive Foundation, and the Jacobs family to UNICEF's disaster relief efforts in the Bahamas. Support like this is vital to the UNICEF's work to reach children and families with the help they so urgently need when a disaster like Hurricane Dorian does strike." Reading from this press release, it says, "The aftermath of this devastating Category 5 hurricane has been catastrophic. The storm flooded neighborhoods, flattened buildings, and has reportedly taken at least 20 lives. I think that's up to 30 now. An estimated 17,000 children and their families have been impacted, and a UNICEF team has been dispatched to rapidly assess humanitarian needs in the Bahamas." So it's an excellent cause. There are people in need down there. Buddy Hield is leading the charge along with the Sacramento Kings. So if you want to be a part of that, again, there is a GoFundMe page right now that you can pledge $1, $100, $10, whatever you can to help support them. I encourage you to do so. Buddy Hield certainly appreciates, and keep an eye out on his Twitter as well, and just social media in general, as he's going to be releasing messages and trying to garner more support to help out the Bahamas when they so desperately need it. So all of you from the Locked On Kings podcast that do or are interested in helping, thank you for having a heart and for wanting to get involved. Of course, no judgment whatsoever if you can't or are unable at this time to donate. Your thoughts are appreciated. Your support is certainly appreciated. And I know Buddy Hield appreciates having the Sacramento Kings community and the Sacramento family behind him as he tries to help his hometown. So thank you to everybody listening to the Locked On Kings podcast today. Don't want to end on an incredibly solemn note. I want to let you know that the fans-only podcast episode is definitely in the works before the start of this next season. Probably going to be coming here in a couple of weeks, and I still have a spot or two available if you are interested in being a part of the fans-only podcast, which is when I invite Kings fans on, and I interview them, ask them about their background as a Kings fan, their story of how they became a Kings fan, and then we just discuss the Sacramento Kings themselves and what they're trying to do their thoughts on the approach to this 2019-2020 season. So if you're interested in doing that, shoot me an email, mgeorge@saclocalmedia.com. You can also reach out to me on Twitter if you're interested as well, at GeorgeKHTK, and there you can let me know you're interested, tell me a little bit about yourself, and I'll get you down and eventually we'll schedule a interview with you. So I hope that you will take advantage of that. Would love to talk to you here and have you here on the Locked On Kings podcast. Until next time and until next week, have yourself a fantastic weekend. I will talk to you soon. You have been listening to the Locked On Kings podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Kings, your daily Sacramento Kings podcast.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.